Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is Tuesday, November 5th. For the first time, we're getting the full look at what was said in some of the closed-door impeachment interviews. And it's election day in some states, why it might matter to everyone in the country. Plus, Facebook's new logo, a Skip Trump Jokes button on Netflix, and why wine was just sent to space. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We're getting our first look at what exactly has been said behind closed doors during the impeachment inquiry. Lawmakers released the full transcripts from the testimonies of two people, and more transcripts are expected today. Here's what we have so far. The first transcript shows what Marie Yovanovitch told congressional investigators last month in 9 hours of testimony. Yes, the transcript is a few hundred pages long. Yovanovitch is the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, and she was forced out of her job back in May. It's significant she was in Ukraine because this whole investigation started over President Trump pressuring Ukraine's president to investigate his political rivals. Well, according to the transcript of the testimony, Yovanovitch told lawmakers she felt threatened by President Trump. NPR reports she also says she was warned by a senior Ukrainian official to, quote, watch my back, and that a U.S. diplomat suggested she tweet her support for President Trump to try and smooth things over. Ultimately, she was pushed out of her job. And another top official said her treatment, quote, raised alarm bells. That was revealed in the second transcript released yesterday, this one from Michael McKinley's testimony. He's a former senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and he described Yovanovitch's treatment as bullying. McKinley even said that was part of the reason he decided to resign from his job. Democrats say this is just more proof that President Trump was using his power for his own personal and political gain. And while Republicans have asked for the full transcripts to be released, some said Monday they now feel Dems have too much control over which transcripts get released and when. As for President Trump, he says there was no wrongdoing, that he doesn't even know Yovanovitch, and the transcripts should not be believed. And one more thing. Four White House officials ignored subpoenas yesterday. They were no-shows for closed-door testimony yesterday. They were apparently following White House orders, and they include a top White House lawyer and an advisor to Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. More to come today. It's election day today in some cities and states across the country, and all eyes are on a few key races that experts think could offer hints about how the public feels on certain issues right now, as well as next year's presidential election. The AP reports a couple of the key races are in Kentucky and Mississippi, where voters will be choosing their governors. In fact, President Trump held a rally in Kentucky just last night to show his support for the Republican candidate. Keep in mind, both Kentucky and Mississippi are solidly red states. So the question is, will they continue to vote Republican? Vox reports they are actually pretty close races. Stay tuned for updates. It's now official. The U.S. will leave the Paris Climate Accord. That's the global agreement to fight climate change that was signed back in 2015. The Washington Post reports the Trump administration gave the required one-year notice to the international community this week, meaning the U.S. will withdraw November 4th, 2020, the day after next year's presidential election. Of course, we've known this is likely coming. President Trump has criticized this deal many times, calling it a total disaster. He said the promise to cut carbon emissions would hurt the competitiveness of the United States. But Trump administration officials say there are still other plans in the works to reduce emissions that are more practical. Critics, though, aren't so sure. The Guardian reports they call it a disastrous decision and cruel to future generations. The U.S. is the second largest emitter of greenhouse gases, and as of right now, the only country to pull out of this deal. The White House welcomed the World Series champions. The Washington Nationals were there to celebrate their big win over the Houston Astros. But even the players seemed split about meeting with President Trump. Many were happy to be there. During the ceremony, President Trump invited several players to the podium. And catcher Kurt Suzuki wore a red Make America Great Again hat and got a big hug from the president. Another player thanked Trump for keeping the country safe and presented him with a personalized jersey. But others chose not to go at all. Pitcher Sean Doolittle, for example, told the Washington Post he disagrees with Trump's policies, but even more so what he calls Trump's divisive rhetoric. It was a good day on Wall Street Monday. Reuters reports the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and NASDAQ all hit record highs. The Dow hit its first all-time high since July. So why are investors feeling a bit better now? It's at least in part because of a possible U.S.-China trade deal. The AP reports upbeat comments from U.S. officials over the weekend helped. And now the Wall Street Journal reports the two countries have agreed in principle to the first of several phases of a deal that could potentially end the trade war. We'll see if this deal sticks. Apple is the latest tech company to help with the housing crisis in California. Business Insider reports CEO Tim Cook announced the company will spend $2.5 billion on the cause. Remember, both Facebook and Google both announced similar donations of $1 billion earlier this year. The reason they're all feeling so generous? Well, those big tech companies have been blamed for taking part in causing the housing crisis in the state. For example, the companies have contributed to the Bay Area's population growth and the uptick of highly paid tech workers who want to live near their jobs. All of that put a strain on the housing market and caused prices to go way up. So while some applaud the extra investment these companies are making to help deal with the problem, critics say they should have been taxed their fair share in the first place. All right, we have more news ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Care Of. Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to get the right vitamins, supplements, and protein powders to support your specific health and fitness goals. And fall is a great time to set some new goals and get into a great healthy routine. And because I know you have an on-the-go lifestyle, you'll appreciate how convenient Care Of is. Everything is delivered right to your door, and then you get these cute little daily packs you can throw in your purse, gym bag, or suitcase. It's super easy to get started with Care Of. You only need about 5 minutes to take a short, fun online quiz. You answer some easy questions about your diet and health needs, and right away, you get research-based recommendations for vitamins, supplements, and/or protein powders. I personally appreciate that the recommendations are based on a personalized quiz and have scientifically backed data with them. And right now, you can actually get 50% off your first Care Of order. Just go to takecareof.com and enter newsworthy50. Again, get 50% off your first Care Of order by going to takecareof.com and using the code newsworthy50. That's newsworthy50. Now, back to the news. Facebook has a new logo. CNBC reports the new logo features the word Facebook in all caps in a new plain font, so it's a bit more simple. And the logo will change colors to help represent all of its different brands. Facebook hopes the change will highlight that the parent company, Facebook, owns more than just one social media app, making it more clear to consumers that Facebook also owns Instagram and WhatsApp. This comes as Facebook continues to deal with some political leaders' concerns over privacy, transparency, and that it's just too big. You should start to see the new logo soon. A new stand-up special from Seth Meyers debuts today on Netflix, and chances are there will be a lot of jokes about President Trump. But for those who don't want to hear those jokes, they'll be able to skip over the segments with just a couple of clicks. Meyers told CNN the so-called Skip Trump Jokes button is similar to the one Netflix uses to allow you to skip a TV show's intro theme song. Really, though, Meyers doesn't think the people who choose to watch his special will actually want to use the button, but he says he hopes his fans just think it's funny that they can't. Google is rolling out a new rewards program in the U.S., and it's called Google Play Points, which gives users points for buying something through its digital store. And you can even earn some points for certain free apps as well. The Verge says the points you earn can be used for discounts on some games or as Google Play credit. You can also put your points towards several nonprofits. To join the program, head to the Play Store app on your Android phone, tap the three lines icon, and click on Play Points. Wine was just delivered to the International Space Station, but it's not for the astronauts. The AP reports the red wine will age up in space for a year before it comes back to Earth. Then the space-aged wine will be compared to the wine aged on Earth. The goal? Researchers want to find out how weightlessness and space radiation affect the aging process and eventually make new flavors and properties for the food industry. And by the way, NASA is now opening the space station to more business opportunities and private missions like this one. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. I hope you feel more informed and we'll have better conversations today because of this episode. And a big thank you to our newsworthy insiders. We so appreciate your support. And even if you're not an insider, you can support the show by spreading the word and telling your friends why they should be listening too. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about today. Just find the links and sources in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 a.m. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.